right.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMUC College Digital College Park. My name is Kendall, and this is my show, This Land is Our Land. So while I get logged into everything properly, I did want to tell you guys that I have to be honest, finals are very scary, it turns out, and I was trying to put together a really cool show for you guys tonight. But with all the papers and my Spanish exams and everything coming up, I was a little scared. So what I ended up doing, since my birthday is the 13th, which is the Saturday I'm turning 21, which is very exciting, I just put together a bunch of songs I think you guys will all hopefully like, because they're songs I like to listen to. Compared to last week, where I was playing songs from, like, some of them were, like, decades and decades and decades ago, not things you'd hear on the radio. This is definitely a change of pace. Definitely some artists you will recognize. Hozier, Noah Kahan, The Mountain Goats. I did try and pick songs from these artists you may be less familiar with, but still songs I like. Everything on this playlist tonight is something I've listened to. But before we get too far into it, I'm going to play a PSA for us tonight. So that will play in just 1 second. Okay, back on to starting the music again soon. Hopefully you guys could hear that PSA. Okay, now to start with, I was trying to decide, because I didn't want to start with anything, you know, too immediately recognizable. Still got to keep my unique indie vibe. But let's see here. I will start with Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt, which is a pretty old song. I can't even remember. I don't know. My mom probably played it for me when I was younger, and that's where I get it from. But yeah, I think we'll start with that tonight, and I hope you guys enjoy.
This old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold. Cowboy. It weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. can hear them there buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Children don't starve and all women survive. War isn't murder, well, that's what they say. When you're fighting the devil, murder's okay. War isn't murder, they're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but their children don't forget. So in 20 short years, you could live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Even Kushner agrees it's good to real estate. War isn't murder, as Netanyahu. He's got a song for that and a bomb for you. War isn't murder, it's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. War isn't murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow when they rot. And the flies don't swarm, and the children don't cry. If war isn't murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, when you vacation the strip, don't think about the dead, and have a nice trip. Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor, and the bullets they fire aren't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right, but the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. War isn't murder, ain't a river of blood stretching all through time and raining down in a flood. It's a dark sacrifice made on your behalf. So get down on your knees and thank the sweet Lord that war isn't murder.
So that was War Isn't Murder by Jesse Wells, which is actually was on my Spotify Wrapped. I'm not 100% sure specifically where it was, but I really, really love his music. He's a very like intelligent, clever writer about like a lot of really any political event that's happened in the past couple years, he comes out with a song pretty much immediately about it. That's obviously one of his more, like, very, very political ones, which I guess turns out I listened to a bunch since it was on my Spotify Wrapped. I was actually hoping to put him in my episode last week because he has a song that I thought could work, but he wasn't from the Appalachian region, so I wanted to stick with my format. But I'm very happy I get to be able to play him now, since it's my birthday and I can do that. So this next song is Mumford & Sons, obviously very popular, but I think this might be one of their newer ones called Rushmere. I heard this one for the first time maybe last week when I was trying to find music in general. I really like it. I think it might sound like a little bit different than their other stuff. But yeah, I hope you like it. This is Rushmere by Mumford & Sons playing next.
The breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spells. Truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart in the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't. This next song is called Pain is Cold Water. I wrote this song right here in Watertown, Massachusetts. Thank you.
tall glass of water you lost in your kitchen. I'm casually cruel like a senior prediction. Most likely to leave at the sign of a fork in the road. You look just like your father as the news was delivered. Cut a hole in my heart that bled into my liver. I miss being alone when it didn't mean being alone. And if love was contagious, I might be immune to it. Pain's like cold water, your brain just gets used to it. Try to keep swimming, keep Dad's good word in my mouth. But they're fighting like dogs in the town across the river over a brand new crosswalk that won't matter come winter, Lord. Sometimes folks just need something to be angry about. But you angry about? In some ways, I'm damn lucky to be here. Oh, yeah, the miners stayed in them good old days. Yes, real men used to sleep here. Oh, those roadside graves for my friends still lay. I walk by just to weep here. They say killing time ain't a homicide, but a prayer for a leap year.
So that last song was a live recording from Fenway Park, Noah Kahn. It's called Pains Like Cold Water, which I really like. I don't think he's released it in any official format beyond that live recording, but I think it's, I don't know, the lyrics just really move me, and he has such a good voice, and he's such a good writer. And with the weather getting colder, it's Noah Kahn season. Like, it very much is to me. I've been enjoying his music a lot these days. I think Stick Season and, like, all the extended songs, I think he's one of, like, the best, I guess, folk indie artists of our generation. Maybe that's basic for me to say. But, like, all his songs, or maybe it's just because a lot of them are really relatable to me. But he's such a good writer, and I really enjoy that one, and I think a fair amount of people wouldn't have heard that, so that's why I was, you know, thinking about playing it. To move on to our next song, I'm actually, you may have heard this if you're on TikTok, it's called The Hand, and so what the artist did is she released, I think, just like an acoustic version of her singing it, and it blew up, it got really popular. I really like the song. Again, sometimes TikTok does a lot for the music industry, I think, especially with me. I guess you could consider this folk, but I was listening to this a lot recently. I really like it. And again, you might have heard it on TikTok, and if you did, that makes two of us, I guess. But the version you've heard on TikTok is her acoustic version. This is the version she actually put out and produced. So I hope you enjoy.
Every time we that stayed my hand then, with dagger held unsheathed, blade pointing in its side. I'd been set upon by a predator. It was just looking for a meal. I saw ribs and fearful eyes. What is it that stays my hand now? With so much misery that I could mercifully put an end to. For that animal that I slank off into the undergrowth unscathed, do I not fear death, but just pretend to? For it was starving, it was hungry, but had eyes too close to let me. If you were easy to kill, I would have done it already. Haunting all my steps, questioning all my choices. With that dagger held unsheathed, I felt sick at my contempt. For you were lonely, you were like me, like some outside force had sent me. If I was easy to kill, you would have done it all.
So that was, second song was by Paris Paloma, and I actually played that next to the song The Hand because I was introduced, I feel like, similar to many, to Paris Paloma through, again, TikTok. Thank you, TikTok, we all say. Therapist, mother, maid, nymph, I can't remember the title of the song, but it's the... Everyone would definitely know it if they heard it. It was the Girl Boss anthem. But that song that played was Hunter, and it's from the same album. But she, I also really like her lyrics. I think she's got a really beautiful voice, and her songs are very, very interesting. So the next song I'm going to play is actually Johnny Cash. I actually really like to listen to Johnny Cash. It's sort of, I don't know, transports me, I guess you could say. And it's more of that, it's less of like indie folk, and that gets you back more to Americana, which is sort of the whole point of the show. Although I definitely am leaning like more indie folk, maybe a little pop in here for this, just because I can. But this is The Ballad of Boot Hill by Johnny Cash, and I hope you enjoy it, because I know it's a little bit different than what I've just been playing.
.44, no less, no more. Out in Arizona, south of Tucson, where tumbleweeds tumble in search of a home. There's a town they call Tombstone, where the brave never cry. They live by a six gun, by a six gun they die. It's been a long time now since the town was a boom. The jailhouse is empty, so's the palace saloon. Just one look will tell you that this town was real. A secluded old dirt road leads up to Boot Hill. Walk up to the fence there and look at the view. That's where they were hanged, 1882. It's easy to see where the brave men have died. Rope marks on the old tree are now petrified. At night when the moon shines so far away, it gets mighty lonesome looking down on the grave. There lies Billy Clinton, never wanted to kill, but he's there with the guilty way up on Boot Hill.
Boot Hill.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker here, bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
ooh, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape?
You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
So that song I just played was You Don't Mess Around With Jim, which, so I think the first time I heard that was actually in Stranger Things. I don't remember if it was the first or the second season, but the chief, Jim Hopper, I don't know, he plays that song and he really vibes to it and relates to it. But I do really like that song, and I grouped it with Johnny Cash just because I think they're both older songs, but they're also on the more popular, like, less niche side. That is one. I haven't listened to that as much recently, but it was definitely on my Spotify Wrapped last year and, like, high up in my Spotify Wrapped, like, top 50% at least. For the next song, I'm going to play another Jesse Wells. This one's just, it's funny. I think it's really funny because it's still, like, commentary, but the lyrics are just very entertaining. I think you guys will enjoy it. And yeah, so I will play that one next. It's Walmart by Jesse Wells.
I saw a toddler eat a cigarette on a cart of Keystone beer. I was eyeing art supplies. Some dude named Tanner called me queer. I do not want to go to Walmart today. To Walmart today or tomorrow. For the day after that, don't go misunderstand me for some pinko commie rat. I hold close the belief rising waters raises ships, but was burying the living. Good old Sammy's dying. Wish I saw a woman stranded humming to the tune of Delta Dawn on a dead battery scooter with just pajamas on. I saw a family of 33 red-headed boiling over, picked the clearance aisle apart like some buzzards on the shoulder. I don't want to go to Walmart today or tomorrow or the day after that. It's a mirage and a desert of bullshit they created, that's a fact. I also do believe to the victor goes the prize, but to keep a good man down is just a something I despise. I saw a serpent in the produce, coiled, hissing, talking smack. He was talking about prices, some shit about rolling back. I do not want to go to Walmart today. I saw a 104-year-old woman bolted to a register counting change. Her manager was 10 years old with a smartphone for a brain. I do not want to go to Walmart today. To Walmart today or tomorrow or the day after that. Don't go misunderstand me for some pinko commie rat. I hold close the belief rising waters raises ships, but was burying the living. Good old Sammy's dying wish.
Don't let this slip through your hands. Just chase that fox down through the pond, through the cold river bend. just trying to survive.
So the song that just played was by an artist I played twice last week, who I said I very much like, and clearly I do very much like her. That is Sierra Farrell, and that's definitely in line with the kind of stuff I'd regularly be playing. I was looking through her album. This is on her newer one that came out in 2024. I'm thinking it's Trail of Flowers, I want to say. And I wanted to keep it kind of upbeat because most of the songs I have left are on the slower side. Maybe there might be one or two left in the last 20 minutes that are a little faster. But that one's really fun because it's really, really fast. And then you have the fiddle in there. And I wanted to switch it up for a second. So I think the next song I will do, if I could have a Hozier show that was just Hozier and I play his entire discography 6 hours every day, I would do it. I love him so much. I saw him actually my birthday gift. I believe I saw him maybe a summer or two ago, and that was my birthday gift that year. I love his music so much. This song is Butchered Tongue. This is off his Unreal on Earth album. And this song is really, really beautiful. I feel like I'm always saying the lyrics really move me, but these are like lyrics really move me. And they also kind of connect back to the show when we talk about nationalism and like pride and where you come from and how you feel about your home. And this song, this is the only one I'm really getting into like the meaning of talking about, but this one is very much about, you know, I think he says something about there being, it's never clear until like the distance has been shown between what is lost forever and what can still be known, like that loss of culture and of home, of language. So this is Butcher Tongue by Hozier, and I really, really recommend you guys look at the lyrics for this song, really take it in and listen to it, because I think many, many of his songs do have sort of like those deeper like political, cultural meanings, but this one especially, and I think the lyrics on this one are really good. So I hope you enjoy it, and this is my only Hozier song for the night, but like I said, honestly, if I could play him straight, I totally would.
As a child, it was the place names singing at me as the first thing. How the mouth must be employed in every corner of itself to say Apalachicola or Hushpikina like Guibara. A promise softly sung of somewhere else. As a young man blessed to pass so many road signs and have my foreign ear made fresh again on each unlikely sound, but feel at home here in a music that few still understand, a butchered tongue still singing here above the ground. The ears were chopped from young men, the pitch cap didn't kill them. They are buried without scalp in the shattered bedrock of our home. You may never know your fortune until the distance has been shown between what is lost forever and what can still be known. So far from home to have a stranger call you darling, have your guarded heart be lifted like a child up by the hand in some town that just means home to them, with no translator left to sound, a butchered tongue still singing here above the ground.
You still get stoned to make a phone call. You're still a bachelor with those blank walls. Keep telling people you're 6 feet tall. I'm finished praying for your downfall. Can't go on thinking it was my fault. And pushing pins into a cursed doll. Keep draining stars and blaming your mom. I'm finished praying for your downfall. So many hours putting words in your mouth. To think I thought I almost figured you out. I can't make nice, but I can make it make sense now. Da, 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 da. Don't need to see you fall down. Da, 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 da. I don't need to see you fall. Still think my sparkle makes you look small. Still think a fight can make a love false. Just keep doing whatever you want. I'm finished praying for your downfall. I can't keep begging for what I lost. And cursing tough love from a good God.
Definitely two entirely different songs back to back, but the song that just played is by Jensen McRae, and this is off one of her newer albums, and it's called Praying for Your Downfall. And I really like this song because when I had a falling out in high school, I mean, who didn't have a falling out with someone in high school, but I, like, legitimately never thought I would get over it. I thought I would be pissed for the rest of my life. And literally, like, now it's not even something I think about. Which, you know, everyone's told you that. Everyone tells you, you know, you get over stuff eventually, you'll wake up and it won't bother you anymore. But I really like that song because it's, you know, I don't pray for your downfall anymore. I don't know. That was just very relatable to me. I think I listened to it on repeat, like, the day or two after it came out. Like, that was the only song I was listening to. And it was also very exciting to be able to relate, because there's a freedom in letting go of all that and it not bothering you anymore. So we're nearing the end. We have about 10 minutes left. So I have three more songs picked out. And they are, two of them are by artists I've already played. And then I'm going to finish off with the last one. But I think I'm going to cue up another Noah Kahan song. This one is No Complaints. This is all off Stick Season, but it's the deluxe, so it's the We'll Be Here Forever. I really like this song. Again, this is another one I find pretty relatable. He talks about, you know, prescriptions and therapy and such. And just, like, I really like how a lot of his songs are very much in touch with, like, emotions. I feel like you don't necessarily... there's, like, a vulnerability in the way he talks about mental health that I don't think you get, like, a ton from popular male artists. But he does that in No Complaints, and I really, really like the lyrics in this one, and the way he talks about his mental illness and then his medication and everything. I think that's all very relatable. So that will be our next song.
Thought I had something, and that's the same as having something. I get mad at nothing, blame my dad for something. I pull no punches, didn't feel bad for months. Thought I was raised better, tried to fake better, tried to blame weather and escape better. Hope the skin heals with the pain enters. But I finally got showed up. I said it time then I showed up. Now the weight of the world ain't so bad. I saw the end, it looks just like the middle. Got a paper and pen and a page with no space. I filled the hole in my head with prescription medication and forgot how to cry. It just escapes different and evades vision. Makes the rain different, makes the news boring and my rage distant. Yes, I'm young and living dreams, in love with being noticed and afraid of being seen. But I can finally eat and I can fall asleep. It's fine, fine, fine. I finally got sewed up. Set a time and I showed up. And now the weight of the fill the hole in my head with prescription medication and forgot how to cry. Who am I to complain?
So for the sake of time, I'm actually going to skip one of the ones I was going to play before this last one, but I do want to finish off with This Year by the Mountain Goats, just because I think this is a song we can all relate to. And it's sort of bittersweet, but it's also sort of spiteful. I don't know, you'll just have to listen to it, but it's about making it through the year no matter what, and that's definitely very relatable, especially with everything going on right now. So I'm gonna let this song play us out, and I just wanted to thank everyone for listening. I know this isn't part of my normal format, but I really enjoyed getting to pick songs that I like to listen to that I think everyone else would also like to listen to. So this last song for you is This Year by the Mountain Goats.